Okay, everybody. What I did on this packet, since Parshas Bereishis got swallowed up with Yontif, so we didn't have a. So I put in a little Bereishis, and then we'll go to Noach as well. Pasuk says, "Vayivra Elokim es Adam b'Tzalmo, b'Tzalmo Elokim Baroso Zochar Kain Barosom." Hashem created man b'Tzalmo Elokim. And the Medrash Rabbah says an unbelievable thing. The Medrash Rabbah says, "Amar Rav Hoshaya, b'Shah Shabar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Adam Harishon." When Hakadosh Baruch Hu created man, Ta'u Malachi Asharis, the Malachi made a mistake, u'bikshu lomar lefan of Kadosh. Whereas they wanted to basically deify man. They wanted to say Kadosh Kadosh, just like they say to Hashem, that the Medrash Mavur explains. They wanted to say to man, Kadosh. Words, the Malachim saw the greatness of Adam and Bikshu Lomar Lefan of Kadosh. So Hashem wanted to show them that man is not God. So what happened? Mashal Melech Vaparchus. There was a king and his governor, his assistant, Sheyu Bikrochin. So they were in a wagon. Tehayu b'nei ha-medina b'vakshim lomer l'melech dominu. And they wanted to greet the king. Domina means, he says, Adonai HaMelech. But they didn't know which person is the king. There were two people in the wagon, the king and his assistant. But they both looked like very chashev, so they didn't know which is which. Me'asa HaMelech, Dechafa Votziyah B'chutz L'Krochim. So so the king pushed the other guy off, or told him to go off. So then they'll see who's really the king. Yadu HaKol Shehu, so they'll know that this guy is just the Iparchus, but not the king. Kach B'shasha Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Adam Rishon. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon, Tohu Bo Malachi Ashares, the Malachi made a mistake, U'bikshu Lomar Lefon of Kadosh, and they wanted to say Kadosh, meaning they wanted to treat him like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem wanted to show them that no, I'm the king. Man is not king. So what did he do? Masa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he built a fun of Tardema. So he caused Adam to fall asleep. V'yedu HaKol Shehu Adam. So they'll see that he's a mortal. He has to go to sleep. And he's not the king. So just like the mashal of the king that was in the wagon with the other person, and they thought the other guy was also the king, and they had to show them who the real king is. So the same thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim thought that Adam is like Kiviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, and it's not. So Hashem said, I have to show that Adam is not. And that's the Ad Kan the Medrash. So in the Sefer Kol Yaakov, which is an old Sefer of Chumash, I saw quoted in the Moshe Shalom Rav, he says a different pshat in this he asks on this chazal, Yesh lahakshos, Lam hayu rotzim lo malafonov shel Adam harishon kedusha, halob oso hayom rotzim kodesh baruch hu livro oso. It was what the Malachim thought that man was like God, but I thought that doesn't Chazal say in the Medrash that when Hashem was ready to create man, it says Nase Adam, because he had to ask the Malachim, should he create? So obviously the Malachim knew there was a chiluk between man and God. For you, Dodim Shezahu Adam, Lama you wrote some Loma on the front of Kedusha. V'tosha Yusovim Shehu Eloka Chas V'Sholom. And why did Hashem have to do it by putting man to sleep? Why couldn't Hashem just say to Malachim, this is not God, I'm God? Why did he have to do it through this derech, through the Tardema? And then the Medrash concludes that the Malachim said, Chidlu lechem min ha'odam ha'shen shabba ba'po ki b'me nechshavu. And then they said, we didn't read the end, quotes the Pasuk in Yeshaya, that that man is not God, you know, and that would became noticeable. So what's the point of that Pasuk? Okay, so he says like this. He says, like, page 5, the second paragraph. V'zos ha'havon shekshesu. What was the mistake of the Malachim? I understand, the Malachim thought that the man was like God, but they knew that he wasn't, because Hashem spoke to the Malachim, which should we create man, shouldn't create man, so they knew there was a difference between man and God. So if there was a difference between man and God, so, of course there's a difference. So what does it mean? So he has a new pshat, and what does it mean? Bikshu lo malafonav kadosh. So posh pshat means they wanted to say kadosh to mankind. In other words, just like the malachim say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, they want to say it to man, kiilu they're treating him like a god. He says no, different pshat. Elavod kachi. We know. Take a look in the Gemara in Chulin for a second on page 7. Tzadi Aleph on the days, page 7 on the bottom, right side. Ein malochei hashoris omrim shira lamala, ad sheyomru Yisrael lamata. In other words, the malochei hashoris can't sing shira until we say shira first. So when we say kodosh, 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 then they could say after us. So first it has to be that we say Baron Yachad, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kochvei Boker. You know, this is a popular pizmon that said Shavuos morning. You know, I remember many years I was there for Shavuos in the yeshiva, and always in the morning Rav Lifshitz Zatzal would always start off singing Kochvei Boker. If you want me to sing it for you, I'll sing it to you at a different time. But that was the great inspiration of Yontif to hear Rav Lifshitz sing Kochvei Boker. So that's this pasuk. Baron Yachad Kochvei Boker. So he says like this. Pshat and Chazal says the Kol Yaakov on page 5. Is not that the Malachim wanted to treat man like God. They knew he wasn't God. Hashem already discussed it with him. So you know what the pshat is? Bikshu lefonav. In other words, they wanted to be able to say Kedusha even before Bnei Adam say. In other words, the Gemara says Chulin, the Malachim are not allowed to say Kedusha until what? Until mankind says it first. No, they wanted Bikshu Lomon Lefonav Kadosh. They wanted that they should be able to say Kadosh before we say Kadosh. He says, why do we have to wait? So what did Hashem do? And he says a beautiful idea. Hashem put the man to sleep. Masa Kadosh Baruch Hu, he peeled off Tardema. Yadu Huzeh. We know that the Talmidim, when they go to sleep, Talmidei Chachamim, Neshama goes in Shamayim. And their Neshama goes up to the Masifta Rukiya. That's the, you know, the Vilna Gaon is brought down, Hakdama, the Sifatis Neusa, the Vilna Gaon didn't want to accept that Torah because that Torah wasn't coming be a Gia. But it's known that a Yid's Neshama, when he goes to sleep, goes Lamala Lamala. And then every day, Baruch Hashem, Yotchav Kidruchi, we get it back. Besifta that Kadosh Baruch Hu mekabelas asaga b'libat haTorah. So nimtza shebnei Adam talmidei chachamim yeishlam koch likanis lefnim lepargod b'msifta d'rukia. Whereas the places that are neshama, the neshama talmidei chachamim reach when they go to sleep, are the highest places where the malachim have no knowledge. They can't get that far up. So that's Pshad. Now he says, what does it mean? Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimkomo. Mimkomo. We're not. They say, what do they say? Ayeh Mikom Kavodo. Right? That's what Malachim was saying. Where is it? Because they don't. They can't get to the places where man. So Pshad is like this. The Malachim said, why do we have to wait for man? Hashem, he said, you know why? Because man is much greater than you. That's why you have to wait for him. And I'm going to show it to you. How am I going to show it to you? Because I'm going to put man to sleep. And when man's to sleep, you're going to see how far, how high his neshama reaches. And you're going to see that you don't have any hasaga. You say, ayeh makom kavodo. Where is it? Their neshama is by the makom kavodo. And that was the way for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that that they wanted, like the pshuta, they wanted to make man into a god. They want the bichru lefon of the kadosh. They means they wanted to say kedusha before man says kedusha, because they said, why are we any less? Why are we any less than man? Hashem says, you're much less. The tzaddikim are much greater. That we have that nishmas elokim. We're on a high madriga, and the way I'm going to show it to you is when you're going to see how far you're going to see the neshama goes up, 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 way beyond where you are. You're going to see it travel to the higher, and then you're not going to see it anymore because it went beyond your scope. And that's the godless Adam. That's the godless of Adam. That man has a tremendous ability. Tremendous godless. And that's what Hashem was showing to the Malachim. He's not God, but a tremendous God, even more than the Malachim. And that's Pshat in the Chazal. Oh, so let's go now to the beginning of Parashas told us. It says like this: Eilat told us Noach Yishtadi Torim Hayah B'Darosav as Elokim Yisalach Noach. So everyone knows that pasuk. Now, if you read that pasuk, if you ask me, that pasuk is trying to praise Noach, right? Pretty good, right? Yet there's a famous Chazal that says, Yesh me Rabboseinu Dorshim Oso L'Shvach, that if he would have been with Dor Tzadikim, he'd have been even a bigger Tzadik. And Yesh Dorshim Oso L'Gnai, that he was only a Tzadik because compared to everyone else in his generation, they were all Rishayim, so he was a Tzadik. But if he wouldn't have been in Dor Shel Avraham, he would be a nothing. So all the Sfarim ask the following question, and that is, like, what's with these Yesh Dorshim L'Gnai? And why look for... Isn't it Pashut that the Pashut is trying to praise him? So why are you looking to knock him? If you would say the Pashut is trying to knock him, so you want to knock him more, okay. But the Pashut is clearly trying to praise him, so why Yesh Dorshim L'Gnai? Oh. And furthermore, what's this Lashon Eila told us Noach? What's the Lashon Eila? And what does it mean, Vayishar Ach Noach, on page 10, going over to page 11? Vasharito Bateva. Oh. So, there's a sefer, page 13, the Yismach Yisrael. That's the Alexander Rebbe. So, he quotes here on page 13, on the right column, three lines on the bottom. He says from Ram Simcha Bunim of Parshischa. That a person always has to have two things. On one hand, he has to have the bechina of anochi offer ve'efer, because when the Yetzirah is trying to make him an abal gaiva, he has to be able to say anochi offer ve'efer. But on the other hand, on the third line, Lafkalum b'china beis, he also has to be able to say b'shvili nivra olam. And he has to know, because if the Yetzirah is trying to knock him down and bring him to Atzvus and show he's a nothing, he has to be able to what? Say Bishvili Nivra Olam. So the point is that you have to be able to know when to use which Midah. When to use the midah of Bishvili Nivra Olam, when you need self-confidence. In other words, like what we saw before, the Chazal, the way that Kol Yaakov explained the Chazal, that man is the greatest, his neshama could soar much higher than the malachim. You have to be able to give yourself self-confidence that you can accomplish and you can do. On the other hand, sometimes you become haughty, and you have to be able to say, Anochi Ofer Ve'efer. So he says like this, Yosh Dorshim Lignai, means that Noach had to use he was living in Dor Sherushayim so therefore He had to have the midah of that I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to be like these people. I have to be above these people. But if he was in Doro Shel Avram Avinu, so he would have used a different method. Meaning, perhaps what he's saying is the method of Gnai. He would have said, you know, I'm just going to be mevatel myself to Avram Avinu. So the point being that the Yesh Darshim the Gnai is saying that it doesn't mean Gnai necessarily that trying to knock him, but just trying to say that the midah that Noach needed to use in his generation was Vayig Balibo B'darchei Hashem. But if he would have been in Avraham's, then he wouldn't have had it, because then he would just be in the spotel to Avraham and he would have been a tzaddik. Here, he had to use the midah shtickle of what we call Gaivet the Gedusha, because he was amongst the Rishayim. So that's something that's very important, because a person, as we said before, that man is greater than malachim. Man has the tremendous potential, so you have to have that self-esteem that you're like Rav Simcha Bunim of Parshiska says that b'shvili nivra olam. But you also can't let it. You know, sometimes people are so successful in what they do, either in their learning or in their monetary pursuits, that they begin to be haughty people, and they begin to be arrogant people, and that happens. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in the Drasha, I quoted one of my Sfarim, that the Nisayon of Osher is a bigger Nisayon than Oni. Because when you're an Osher, either Osher B'das or Osher B'mamon, it's hard to control, because you never know how it'll corrupt you. So Noach had to use, in a certain time, he had to use a certain midah, but if he would have been in a different generation, he would have used, because you have to know how to balance the Anochi Ofer Ve'efer and the Bishvili Livra Olam. And the Medrash Rabba says another point, and that is, on page 12, Eila, Amar Rav Abba B'chol Mokam Shenamar Eila Posel Asarishonim. Ve'ela mosif al rishonim. So Eila means whatever was till now, we delete. Ve'ela means we're adding. So there's a common word that the Yismael Kiswell says on page 15. And a person, as great as he is, we said the man is greater than Malachim, and we know the famous idea that's brought out in all the Sfarim, that a Malach is called an Omen, and an Adam is called a Holich. That's a famous yisod in all the Svarim. So Eila means that what you did till now, posel. So I was discussing with Rabbi Berger. Rabbi Berger pointed out a person could, you know, take this as a negative. You know, whatever I did till now doesn't count. That can bring you down. No, what it means, the point is that you should never say, I accomplished so much, there's nothing for more for me to do. So, Eila Pasal HaSarishonim. In other words, you always have to have the idea of what I did till now was something, but now I'm not going to rely on that. I have to do more. Whereas Ve'Eila is saying, so that's the meat of Eila, that I'm not mistopping with what I did till now, in learning, in chesed, etc. In fact, there's a tremendous vort in the Sefer Das Moshe. What does it mean, Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Tomit? So all Pashat Shadim means that I always look that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is before me. See, he quotes, he's also the Kozhnitz, from the Kozhnitz dynasty, on page 16. The same idea, that Eila is to be Posel Rishonim. Again, Posel Rishonim, not in a negative way, like Rabbi Berg was talking about, that you should view yourself, oh, I'm a nothing, I never did anything. It means, in a positive way, that whatever I did till now, I'm not relying on that. But I still need to do more. So, Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Somin, in the second arrow, he says, an unbelievable one. What is the Negdi? So, Pashup Shah, Negdi means what? In front of me. I always view, I have Yireh Shamayim, I always view HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in front of me. But if you look in Rashi and Chumash, on page 20, it says, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Neged, says Rashi, Lemizracho. So whenever it says Neged, it means in the east. So what does it mean God is to the east? Shivisi Hashem LeNegdi. Neged is the east, the Mizrach. Why? Because the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. So it means my Avodas Hashem, I always view as I'm just beginning. LeNegdi. I'm like the sun at the beginning of the day. Because I never have the attitude that, you know, I'm almost finished. There's always, in other words, as much as I did, in a positive way, as we said, Eila Pasal HaSarishonim. So, Zivisi Hashem L'Negdi Tomin, I always have that attitude that I'm just L'Negdi. And that's the attitude that man has to have. Because man always, as we said before, Bikshu Lomar of Kadosh. Either learn Kapshuto, that they thought man was like God. That's the Pashup Shah. Or you want to learn the other way, that they just wanted to say Kedusha before man, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, he's greater than you. But that could bring Gaiva. So you have to know that balance of Shivisa Hashem, of Anochi Ofer Ve'efer, and Bishvili Nivra Olam. And as a word from Reb Tzadok, you know, the first Medrash Rabbah, not the first, in the Medrash Tanchuma rather, on page 21, discusses Kabbalah HaTorah in the whole famous Medrash about if it's Nasev and Ishma, what about Kof Aleim Harki Gigis? How do you? So why is it doing in this? What is it doing in my Noach? It's a famous, everyone calls it a famous Medrash Tanchuma in Noach. What is it doing by Noach? Put it in Yisroel. So the Reb Tzadok, you can look at the Pre Tzadok, and I saw in Rav Wolfson's Sefer, you can look, I quoted in my Sefer in Imei Baruch on page 26. He says that the vort was that the 40 days of the May Mabel was supposed to be the 40 days of Matan Torah. That's why Moshe, it was Merumas, and we blew it. We weren't ready to accept the Torah. And that's why the Shefa, Hashem had wanted to give a Shefa, so it came in the form of a Mabel, not in the form of Nesinas HaTorah. But it was the same 40 days. And that's why, I think Reb Tzadok says, that the Midrashim about the Kabbalah HaTorah are on Noach, because it was supposed to be his man. And the word is, man is great, but you can be great, but if you don't prepare yourself, and you don't do things with yourself, so as great as potential you have, your neshama could soar to Shamayim above the Malachim. The Malachim say, Ayei Mikom Kvodo. I don't know where. Where is it? Because they never saw it. They weren't so far high up like we were. So we could do so much. So that's what I labeled it. Gadlus ha'adam ha'she'ifos v'ha'chrayis. There was, man has to try. Eila. You can never say it's enough. You know, Noach, and I quote here one of the Sfarim, Noach is Rashi Tevis Notzer Chesed. It means a person does Chesed, and you did Chesed last year, it's not enough. You want to do new Chesed this year. You learned last year how to do new things, more things. You Pasal as Harishon, not Pasal in the way that you should feel that you didn't do anything, but Pasal in the sense that you didn't do enough. That now you're alive, Baruch Hashem, healthy, a new year, a new opportunity for learning, for chesed, take advantage. Because if you don't take advantage, then the 40 days become 40 days of Mabul and not 40 days of Nesinas HaTorah. So you have this opportunity. And you have such a Gadlus HaAdam, Bikshur Loma Lofonok Kodosh. But you always have to have that right balance that Noah had. That's what the Yismach Yisrael says he was Tomim, because he knew how to balance it right between Anochi Ofer Ve'efer and Bishvili Nivar Olam. When in a certain situation where you feel that, you know, if you don't have that extra guy with the Kedusha, you're going to fall and you're going to be like the Rishayim Hador, you have to say, I'm different. I'm not going to be like that. I'm not going to act the way they do. I'm better than that. But then you also can't have the arrogance of a person who thinks, you know, he's God's gift to the world. Anochi Ofer Ve'efer. You need that. And you need to balance. And that's the idea of Noach. He has the middle of the road. He's Tomim. He has that Midah of Ishtavus of the Anochi Ofer Ve'efer Bishvili Nivra Olam. And that's the Yisod of man and our Avoda in this world. So always think we're in the beginning, there's what to do. We always feel, we're never at the end. We're always in the beginning. It's always in the beginning. And Shivis Hashem Lenegdi Tomit. We're in the Mizrach. We're in the Mizrach. The Mizrach is when the sun is what? The sun is rising. The Noam Elimelech says, Pishkuli Shari Tzedek, Ze Ashar, Hashem Tzadikim Yoho. You always feel that you're at the gate, you're just walking in. Not in to depress yourself to say, oh, I know nothing, but to say that whatever I know, I still, now I'm beginning something new. Like Rabbi Berger said, new opportunities, new things and learning in the Noach, in the Nun Ches, in Chesed as well, in the Notzeh Chesed of Noach as well. And Bez Hashem, that should bring us through the year, to have a year of success and learning, and a year of success of the Sheifos. It's man is godless, so he has to have, should strive for that. But it's also an achrayas. And if you don't do it, then what? If you don't do it, then you'll make the 40 years of 40 days of Torah, 40 days of Mabul. So that's an achrayas you have. And Bez Hashem, you do it the right way, you come out good, you come out with a healthy self-value, without the arrogance of but the medium of Anochi Ofer Ve'efer and the Shvili Nivra Olam.